Jaws D.
Yo, what's up? I'm good. And you?
I'm good. It's bedlam out there in Hollywood, man. Bedlam. The studios are losing their minds. Disney's sending people out the river. They fired Alonzo. They fired Perlmutter. It's a wild adventure out there. But with that said, we're getting some pretty dope trailers. Pretty dope trailers. Our boy Donnie out here there being like, listen, I've been doing this better than anybody for a long time. Y'all better put respect on my name.
Mm-hmm.
Out here with the Sakura, am I saying it right?
I think so. I know he was promoting it when he was doing his what was it called again? GQ, going through filmography. There we go.
Yeah.
So this was like the last thing on his list that he was promoting. I was like, oh, okay. And then finally, like, maybe the trailer came out a little while ago, but it kind of resurfaced again. Maybe it's a newer cut of the trailer or something like that.
All right. He's got his fans out there shouting his name, screaming praises.
He's been in the game for a very long time.
Facts. A buddy of mine told me that people are saying he steals the show in John Wick 4.
I can only imagine that he does. I'm always happy with...
Yeah, I just finished watching that trailer. It looks pretty dope.
I'm always happy to see the people that they get for the John Wick movies. So like after two, like three, I was like, oh snap, they got the same dudes from, what was it? The Raid? The Raid 1 and the Raid 2, Barenthal. Yeah. They're not Indonesian. I don't think they're Indonesian.
For the Raid? I thought they were.
Is it in Indonesia? I can't remember. The two guys that do Salat, basically.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I thought they were. Apologies to anyone.
I could be wrong too. Yeah. So they got them and they were like the big fanboys of John Wick. Like, oh, it's John Wick. And they beat him up a bit and they're like, okay, you can get up. Okay, cool. And then they go at it again. And then like in the end, like he's like, no, we're done. Like, I beat you. Just stay down. And you're like, okay, fine. And then Mark Dacascos is in, he plays Zero in John Wick 3. So when I saw him, I was like, oh my God, this dude. So some people might not know him super well, but he's the chairman in Iron Chef, America.
Yes.
But he was also in the movie Brotherhood of the Wolf. If you want a good action movie to watch, Brotherhood of a Wolf, French action movie, really, really good. He was also in a good movie called Drive. He was in the Double Dragon movie. I can't remember if he plays the red one, but he's like the actual guy that does all the actual fights in the movie. Like when you watch it, it's like one of them is that like clearly it's him fighting. Okay. And then the other brother, it's like, I think he was in Weird Science, the TV show, and he's not a fighter at all. So it's always a double for that guy.
Wait, that's the guy they put in Double Dragon? The kid from Weird Science, the TV show?
I think so, yeah.
There's a Double Dragon. All right.
Yeah, there's a Double Dragon.
Scott Wolf. Not great. Scott Wolf.
Yeah, Scott Wolf.
Right. Oh, Scott Wolf's not the kid from Weird Science.
No, he's not.
The TV show, not the movie.
He's not in the TV show. No, I'm pretty sure it's not. My bad. It's Michael Manzaretti.
Because I'm just looking at him now.
But he does look like a darker, like a brunette Scott Wolf. So I do see what you're talking about. Like, I'm looking at a picture of him and I'm like, I could see how people thought back in the day, maybe you and Scott Wolf are related in some way.
You're talking about the 94 movie. Oh, goddamn. Okay. There's a new one.
No.
All the new IPs with Dungeons and Dragons and all the new IPs coming out. I was like, oh, did they make Double Dragon finally?
Good. Dungeons and Dragons has a above 90 for both critics and fans.
Yeah, sure.
Really? Is it certified fresh yet? How much what does it have to get to be certified fresh from Rotten Tomato? No, I don't know. Okay, I'll look that up. I just thought
Sheepo,
that was
great. Sheepo.
But yeah, so Donnie Yen taking over the world one martial art movie at a time.
No, he's done it for a while. I think people that know that know. And like if you watch Blade 2,
They just don't put as much respect on his name as they do for some of the other people. Like, I don't hear him in the same breath as Jackie Chan when he easily should be in the same breath as Jackie Chan.
I agree. But I think, like, I think some people they kind of forget because like he was in.
Wait, Dave, are you him... saying that's wrong?
I was just
because who's your top five then?
Of martial artists on like actually do their stunts?
Well, I'm not gonna say who actually do their stunts because that's a whole different.
You're just saying like the top martial artists, actors, or moviegoers,
right?
Or whatever?
Yeah, because when it comes to Jackie Chan, I feel like Jackie Chan's trying to kill himself. He has insurance out, and he's trying to make sure his wife lives happy forever. That man is crazy. You don't need to throw yourself through all the metal scaffolding in New York just to make a point. We get it.
Yeah, but how much is special effects? I can do that cheaper. Yeah. I can do that cheaper.
Yeah, yeah, I'll just break two ribs. It's all good. They'll get healed.
Well, I know the thing with Jackie Chan is that he likes film. Well, the main reason he films most of his movies in like Hong Kong and all that stuff is because they just let him keep doing the stunt until it's perfect.
Right.
So back in the day, he'd be burning through film reel, and film reel's expensive.
Yeah.
So when he came to America, he's like, "Oh yeah, you only get 2Ks, and we'll just take the best one and chop it up." And he's like,
"What?
No, it's got to be whole flow, and like I could get it, but just give me some time to get it." And it's like, "Nah, got to keep moving." And it's like,
"Yeah, but you know Hollywood. Hollywood's all about the quick cuts. Every time you show a fight, and even on the what's the one I watched recently, Gotham Knights, and they're showing the fight. The fight is so tight." And cuts so many times. I didn't know who was punching who.
Hey man, listen. How'd that show get made? Can we talk about that?
You watched that atrocity that's supposed to be like.
Oh yeah, I had to.
Kid,
listen. Hold on. How did you both? Did you know that this existed? Another one. How did Greg Berlanti get another one away from us?
Wait. I know.
How do you get away with this?
I had to, guys. You know the rule. I'm not gonna start saying it sucks unless I watch it. And I got through two episodes just so I can say. That is the biggest doo-doo.
No, people are messaging me personally to tell me how bad this is.
It is horrible. Oh, and the worst part is CW, who was already doing so poorly and canceled so many of their shows because they sold to Nexstar and is like trying to rebrand themselves, has this doo-doo on their network. And they, I don't know what they're doing.
Like, why'd they do this? That's what I want to know. Why'd they do this?
The cover of the show alone is just stupid.
I mean, I know why they did it. We know why they did it. They did it because at the time...
for money.
Well, at the time, Greg was doing all those superhero shows. So when the CW was going all superhero crazy and was going to have The Flash, Superman, the what's the other one? The Black Girl, Naomi... And like they had all of them at the same time. Yeah, Black Lightning too. Like they were green lighting everything because they're just like, oh, we're just going to be the superhero network. Warner Brothers is going to let us run till the day we die. And then Warner Brothers was just like, we want to sell our stake in this. We want to get out of this business with CBS. Can we get out of this? And then just started canceling all of them. But Gotham Knights was already in the works. And for some reason,
no, I don't see it, but that's what I'm saying. Like, how do you cancel Batwoman and be like, oh crap, no, we didn't get that one?
I honestly, I don't know. What? I don't understand the decision making here because, like, is it that they had an agreement with CW? If anything, this is my guess. When CW was being bought, Warner Brothers and CBS probably had to make an agreement to still keep some of the stuff they were working on going forward.
Jeez.
Because if they just cancel it, they're selling them a property. Like, they're selling them a network with no shows on it, and that's not fair. So I'm sure they were just like, okay, well, we still want something, but there's no way this show can continue. Because I'm telling you, it is very bad. It is not entertaining. It's weirdly written. The character motivations are... Like, how are you going to show the Court of Owls in this show? Of all the shows, to bring the Court of Owls, one of the best... parts of the Batman lore, and you brought the Court of Owls into some weird broken conglomerated version of Batman where you have Carrie from the Dark Knight, Frank Miller, and Stephanie Brown from the Tim Drake run.
Y'all are just pulling people from and being like, boop, 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 you sound cool. Boop, boop,
and
boop.
And then the worst part, to have a new orphan, not Dick, not Jason, not Tim, not black? Damien, just a random blonde blue-eyed kid, because just like, well, we need a blonde blue-eyed kid.
Who's a black person on the team?
We need a blonde blue-eyed
Carrie.
Carrie Black?
Yeah.
Carrie Black. Okay.
You know that because if the characters are redhead, they always turn them black. That's just.
All right, fine. Other trump card. Is she also gay?
No.
No? They didn't do that.
Not a twofer?
No.
Not a twofer.
But they do have the twins or the siblings. One's trans and one's gay.
Yeah, there you go. Mom.
So.
Two birdies.
And I'm all for representation as long as they don't keep doing it twofer with the black characters.
Because I'm all for representation. Well, remember when you can call it, and it's usually a twofer.
Remember, Miles Morales was a threefer at one point.
Yeah. Boy, they had to dial that down a bit. Really,
black,
wait,
Hispanic,
hold on.
And was it gay? Was it? I can't remember which one.
Bisexual. Yeah, bisexual, they never. Yeah. And then it immediately abandoned all of that because they're just like, oh, you're gonna be into this girl now. Maybe the character's bisexual. I don't know. And one day they'll change that, but. The way they wrote that. Also, you guys don't need to announce these things. Just write the characters and let them grow organically.
They decide to bring that back. Y'all forgot?
Well, I mean, people were saying same thing with Tim Drake. Like there supposedly had been hints all along. Bobby Drake for Iceman, there had been hints all along. These are a whole bunch of characters that are LGBTQ, and that's fine. It's just this weird thing of putting labels on people's heads after the fact, or like this is weird. Like, let them grow organically.
Don't need to announce it on time.
The press release for these characters
doesn't need to be in People magazine.
Yeah, that's the thing. Because then every time it looks like mad virtue signaling, like, guys, we're so proud to wave the flag over here. Okay. And then everyone just kind of watches, and then you guys cancel the titles immediately. And that's the shit that pisses me off.
They probably thought Miles Morales was going to get canceled. And then they're like, oh shit, they like him. Wow. We better change this up.
It was just, I just hate when they do that shit because it's like these characters can have amazing stories. And whoever a superhero loves has nothing to do. Can please also stop making the aspect that they love someone a major part of the story. Just they love someone. Go make them go.
But then how do we kill the person and then make them change differently?
How do we make them care, Brian?
How do we make them care, all their partners Brian? Like this ridiculous?
Brian, it's the love that makes you want to come back to the show. Not the great action or the good storytelling or the great characters or history or none of that.
How do we not make Scott Summers a good character by repeatedly killing Jean Grey?
Brian. It's that.
I would dare say though the best version of Scott Summers is when Scott Summers goes crazy and starts going Magneto's right. That's the best version I've ever read of Scott Summers. Because this Scott Summers that they have now, who's always in love with either Emma or Jean Grey, fucking pansy. But if you give me the Scott Summers that runs around with a big X across his face telling everybody, listen, y'all have mistreated mutants for too long. I'm going to come for your necks now. And starts killing people in the streets, has secret organizations, secret deals with people. That's a Scott Summers I can respect. This motherfucker's out here trying to get business done. Instead of pining over Gene, not again. Get the fuck out of here with that. Yeah, I need a Scott I can respect.
Mind sex must be good though.
No.
Title.
Good.
No. The mind sex must be good. Title.
I'm telling you, man. That whole thing I remembered is him in bed with Emma, and Wolverine just at the head of the bed, like, huh. Your grieving process is very fast, and he's like, get the hell out of my room, Logan. He's like, no. He gets thrown out just optic blasts him out the room.
So good.
Serious question. They ended Stargirl, right?
It got a proper ending. It didn't just get canceled.
It got a proper ending.
Yeah, they told them they were gonna end them.
They managed to properly end that.
But is this last season already played, or is it the next season?
It's done.
They ended that and then went right into this shit. Sorry, excuse me.
Yeah,
right into.
Oh, this thing ain't lasting, bro.
No, Gotham Knights is gonna begin.
No, what I'm saying is that you see, how do you murder a property twice? So Gotham Knights, the game failed, and now the show failed, and now we're never gonna hear anything called Gotham Knights.
I actually heard Gotham Knights, the video game, as bad as initial reviews.
No.
Did you play it?
Yes. It's hidden behind DLC, like all pay-to-play downloadable content bullshit. It's crap. It's not a good game. It's repetitive. It's everything that was Arkham Knight dialed back 10. It's not good.
So to play the actual game, you have to pay for all the other
stuff.
I'm assuming like the story, the main story stuff is like there's some DLC stuff, right?
Yeah. And it's
there is always DLC stuff for those.
No, but it's, you know how Avengers is very like online, hey, buy this tool pack, and it was, you know, did you play Avengers?
No. I have Gotham Knights that I haven't played yet because I'm playing Spider-Man, but
okay. Spider-Man, which one? Miles Morales?
Yeah, I just got my PS5 for my
birthday. Oh, okay.
Hey, congrats.
Congratulations.
Also, happy belated for the public because you didn't even remind us.
I didn't want to make it about me.
I didn't even check my Facebook. Usually I check my Facebook. I'm like, okay, this person's birthday.
I don't even use Facebook no more.
And
like
only
that.
It was like after the episode ended, I looked. And I was like,
oh, no.
I mean, by all means, if you don't want to tell people it's your birthday, that's all cool. Like,
not at all. It's just that for me, I was just like, oh, they're not mentioning it. I have to go to the dinner and I want to play the PlayStation. Like, I literally opened it that day. I think.
Because
happy birthday. Yeah, I got a baby. I don't remember shit. Like, yeah, I barely remember to eat.
men don't remember male friends' birthdays.
No, I do. That's a lie. That's some dumb
shit. All of them?
I remember most. Dave is a newer friend, so he hasn't been like hard.
I was about to say I'm not important enough on his list.
You're a newer friend within the next past 10 years. That's what
I remember. I get close. I remember maybe months. Skinny, you're in June. Mm-hmm. Jaws, I don't remember. Dave, I remember
a
now.
A lot of people have their birthday around that time.
Yeah, that doesn't help me. Dude, there's birthdays every day of the year. What do you mean?
So November. It's in November.
Yeah, it's November.
Okay, I knew it was the end of the year. That's what I remember.
There's a lot of people for that.
You should have said anything. You should have said a good of a guess. And I was like, yeah, you're close. Boom.
I was going to say end of the year. Like, well, because I figured if I was going to mess up, I was going to be like, well, that just looks even worse. I would rather say I full on don't remember than being like January 13th. And you're like, nah, nigga, this is the end of the year. It's like, oh, that's far off. Like, that's not
January 13th. That's close. It's 2 months away. Yeah. 2 months off. Still give it to you.
That's fair. Yeah. And then mine, I don't remember my own birthday. I'm getting that old. You know, when you start forgetting when you're like, how old am I turning? Like forgetting how old you are when you're filling out documents.
Bro, I've been 36. Weird feeling. I don't know. I've been 36.
You forget your own birthday?
I've had things where I'm writing my age and I'm like, oh, wait, no, I'm a year older than that because I just completely. Yeah. Or like all the time. Yeah. Same thing with my partner.
You forgot like your actual date of birth. No, I'm like, that's extreme.
Day. when you're filling out stuff and you're just like, yeah. I don't remember how old am I now? Especially because it doesn't mean the same thing as when we're kids.
Nope.
Yeah, before it mattered because you got to you got access to things.
Exactly.
Now the things you get access for at this age, you don't want.
Yeah,
I don't want that close parking. That signifies something that I don't want to be.
I don't want to have them stick a camera up my butt. No, I'm good. You know,
it's not what I want to be.
How about we just hold off on that for me? Like, you know? So, yeah, facts. Just getting old. What was the other?
I'd rather have that, like, My Wife and Kids, where he goes for the colonoscopy.
That's it.
And it's Lou Rawls. No!
Oh man. All right. What was the other music? Not music video. What's the other? Sorry, guys. I've been watching a lot of music videos for work again.
So good.
This is just so many.
The Night of the Zodiac, trailers, right? That's what you guys wanted to speak about?
Yeah. Boy.
New trailer Saint Seiya, for Knights of the Zodiac.
What?
AKA Saint Seiya.
Looks better than Dragon Ball Evolution.
All I saw was Athena, and I was just like, all right, the classic.
Here,
Athena,
check it out. It Goddess is War, the one. True failure of anime trying to cross over into the States, because I don't know why it failed. It just didn't do well for whatever reason. And it could have been that the anime was too, like, the animation was too old. But yeah, Saint Seiya, they tried to pump it over here, did not do well. Everywhere else, loves it.
Well, yeah. So I think when Saint Seiya originally came out, I know this other girl, she did like a whole like overview of why Saint Seiya failed in the West. It was more so North America.
They toned it down,
was because they toned it down. The dub was really bad. They cut out a lot of stuff. And also, this was after the big boom happened. So if it came out during when Sailor Moon was coming out, Dragon Ball, like regular Dragon Ball, then Dragon Ball Z was coming out, then it would have had a better footing. But since it was like past that and we're already into like
I remember
beginning of Naruto and stuff.
Yeah, like, it dropped a bit right before Naruto, but after Ronin Warriors, which if you're like, that's silly because something called Knights of the Zodiac and they have armor and they fight. You're like, oh, this is going to be sick. You have a girl with a silver face training you. You're like, this is going to be nuts. And you get to the fights. You're like, ah. But then in the other versions, there's blood. Motherfuckers are going through walls. There's all like limbs are breaking. Like the show's hard, except for America. Was like,
that's supposed to be what Saint Seiya is, though. Because I think it's I think if I remember right, Ronin Warriors is a spinoff of Saint Seiya. I think they're connected. I think they're connected in some way, shape, or form, if I remember right.
Nope.
So, but again, like if you manage like South America loves the crap out of Saint Seiya. I'm gonna call it Saint Seiya because that's the name everybody knows. And when you bring something like that over to the West, they like, oh, we can't really call it Saint Seiya. That's gonna make it's gonna be a little bit weird. People are gonna be like, you know, and it's like Seiya is not an actual saint, but because all the
religious, wise. I was trying to figure out why they couldn't use Saint Seiya. I was like, what's wrong with the name? It sounds like a good name.
They also chose a really poor rendition of "I Ran" by the Flock of Seagulls to be the intro music.
Oh, was
the American version?
Yeah, it wasn't Flock of Seagulls. It was some other group,
but it was super
something
bad.
Fish.
Yeah, it was bad. It was super bad. Like,
yeah, it was very weird how they rolled that out.
Imagine this coming out after like the very dope version of the Dragon Ball intro, and again, Sailor Moon was cool, and then you have "And I Ran," which has nothing to do with Zodiacs.
Yeah,
nothing. I don't like anyways.
Because if you look up the actual intro for the original show, like it goes hard. It's like da na 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 na. Saint Seiya!
People are screaming.
So just classic anime style.
Yeah, but like remember how like the like everyone's like, oh man, that X-Men like 90s cartoon intro was so cool. And then you watch the Japanese one and it goes hard.
It's way cooler. This one is
that energy. I think I saw it once, but I don't even remember.
It has Cable X-Men in it. Intro it is hard.
So dupe. It's so
like I watched it. I genuinely thought it was a different show. Yeah, I genuinely thought it was a different show. And
re-animated.
Then I showed it to. It was actually Wendell. I showed it to him. I'm like, check this out. He's like, nah, man. Like that's that is what you've watched. This is not.
To be honest,
like, oh,
it's the biggest pump fake in cartoon history because for anybody Japanese, they're like, wow, what's this? And then you get to the actual show and you're like, wait, what the fuck?
Because usually when they do bring Western cartoons over to Japan, they redo the intro, and like for cartoons, they'll like, okay, well, we have to kind of spice it up for Japan and make it more like, so they actually reanimate, they like just do a completely different thing and they animate it. Like I kind of find like when you watch, what was it called again? Thundercats. When you watch the original Thundercats, the intro is super cool, and then you get to the show, and you're like, "Okay, sure."
Yeah, you're right.
Well, the problem with that show though is there was no weapons. They had weapons, just never used them.
Thundercats.
Yeah, that's the thing that sucked about Thundercats.
Well, how are you going to use like nunchucks with two claws at the end? Like that's weird.
The same thing with Ninja Turtles.
That's amazing, bro.
Ninja Turtles, they never actually used their weapons.
That's because after the first season, UK parents and American parents are like, "Wait, hold on." Chill out. This is Michelangelo, the swinging things. That's getting problems at my house. We need to chill out.
Oh, it was definitely a problem at my house.
Let's give him a grappling hook. That's much better.
Yeah. Let them think they can climb up the walls.
Yeah, great idea.
And swing for things.
Because I know the UK has laws about the word ninja, and they have laws about nunchucks or something like that. Yeah. So that's why in the UK they're called the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles, not even ninja.
You know what's really messed up about the UK with that? Oh, sorry, I'll let you finish.
I was gonna ask why
you didn't know that.
No. There's a video somewhere that I saw where
UK low-key weird.
they talked about something with some riots that happened during Thatcher, and then they did something and they're like, yeah, no, you're not allowed to make homemade weapons. And because, you know, if you're rioting and you bring your own weapons, but they were trying to undercut a protest, this union was doing basically. So this union was striking, and then they were trying to undercut them some by putting in legislation and stuff like that.
Equals ninjas are bad.
Ninjas, I think it was just because there was so many like in the 80s and 90s, there's so many of like this of the ninja, that of ninja, like all those like VHS tape straight to video stuff. Mm. And they're like, yeah, like just there's too much violence for kids. We got to cut it. And so they're like, ban ninjas.
Which once again, in doing the music video stuff, I have to do the ratings. So I do ratings for Canada, US, and the UK. And I have the documents that give the all the detailed description of what you're allowed. And the UK one is allowed swearing for kids in a certain context. Whereas Canada and the United States, what? No swearing whatsoever. But in the UK, you can say things like shite. And it's okay because it's in context of a specific thing. And I was like, y'all are the weirdest people. Nudity on your TV shows, middle of the day. Swear words, totally allowed. But the word ninja got people running around scared. That is some dumb shit right there.
That is crazy. I'm so
curious about the context thing.
Yeah, there's a whole thing on it. Yeah,
the context. Later.
Reminds me, I'll find the doc and I'll read the section next week because it's so weird. Every time I'm watching music videos and I see a music video in the system tagged PG, PG, and U in the UK, and I'm like, Universal? How is this a Universal? And I always remember, oh yeah, because these people are okay with swearing for kids. Makes no sense, but sure.
Peculiar.
Love it. Yeah, UK's a weird place.
But yeah, the Saint Seiya trailer looks awesome.
Yeah. Comes out. It looks good. I don't know if they're trying to make this a series because there's a lot of people that aren't in this one. And
it has some like North American crossover appeal.
Yeah.
Sean Bean's in it. Yeah. So you know he's going to die at some point.
Definitely dying. He's dying. Oh my God, is he dying?
Poor Sean Bean. He's
dying so fast.
I would say like you're a prophet, but like it's just a given now. It's a sad trope. It's like part of his typecast.
No, his character. I think. Listen, I'm gonna look at Mutsi Master Kido and let's see if he dies. And if he dies, then
dude, no offense. If you're like trying to find a movie that he survives in, I think that answers the question whether or not he's typecast to die.
No, I'm trying to find out the character he's playing is dying. Doesn't survive.
Even in TV shows, he doesn't survive. There's like show where it's like a race. They're like all racing in different cars. And even in that one, he's like one of the main characters at the beginning and he dies.
What movie he survived in? Silent Hill.
Oh, okay.
He was in Silent Hill. He did not die in that one.
Okay, so are we going to do like you name one and then I name one and we see how far we go?
That's the only one I know. The only one I know is that one. That's it.
No, he's definitely dying in this one because I just looked up the character he's playing. Who dies? He dies a year after the boys go out on their journey. So he's probably going to die by like the midpoint of this movie or like the ending and there'll be like revenge and so on.
That's crazy. That's
reasons hilarious. For a sequel.
He's like the old guy.
Yeah.
But he has a talent. He makes it care. Or he makes you wish he did in some scenarios.
You know what? I'll give you that credit because the guy is so likable that we still watch shows knowing he's likely gonna die. Like he's still a draw. The fact that they put him in the trailer, I was already like, oh dope, Sean Bean's in this, even though it should have been, oh dope, Sean Bean's in this, but he's gonna die, so I still have no reason to watch this show. like you know what I mean? Like, why is my reaction? I'm excited to see this guy who never survives movies. It's almost like you want to watch them just to see if he does survive.
Well, it's more like you start playing the guessing game of like, you know, is it going to be at the beginning? Is it going to be at the end? Whom's going to kill him?
Yeah, who will kill him? How does he die? That's fair too.
Sean, and that's where they get you in GoldenEye because he technically dies twice.
Oh. you knew I was going to die. Ha ha, I die again.
Exactly.
Got you, fool.
Screwed all the bets.
Sean Bean is basically the Ric Flair of the movie industry. You know, at some point he's going to lose. And he's going to give you the flop and he's going to be like, no, please, please, please. He's going to give you the I'm the scaredy guy.
Love it. Love it.
That's funny.
Making up characters for this movie. Boy, anyways.
Can you guys tell me who is the scary guy or flop in Love is Blind?
Who do you mean the scary guy or flop in Love is Blind?
In the sense that
dude, he ain't even scary, bro. Like,
see, I was actually joking, but the fact that you had someone in mind,
like, I don't even know what he's talking about.
Because if you're thinking about
Brian to like continue,
you're probably thinking about
no clue who you're talking about. But hit me. There's always one.
Zach is his name. Brian. I mean Wendell.
Oh, the lawyer.
Lawyer. Yeah.
Zach. Yeah.
What yeah, about he's him? Not creepy. That's just what they kind of give him as a label, but he's actually seems to be quite normal. Quite frankly,
he's the one who played my games. I watched 2 seconds of this show and no, I saw them like, oh, he's the one fucking.
Zach's yeah? not playing the mind
he
games.
He literally lied to people like,
yeah, he's a lawyer. He killed
people on day one and then manipulated them day two.
I like no, but you wanted to see what the, how they react.
Already. No, no, Dave, you've been watching 1 or 2 episodes. Wendell, you've been watching me.
Listen, I think I watched up the 3 episodes. I think Skeezy we got one more before Skeezy McKneezy
is this boy Paul. This boy Paul, right? Doesn't even care. Wait, because you see it. You'll see it. There's an episode. Man's just talking to Kwame, having a conversation. Kwame's like, yo, I'm really feeling Micah. She's kind of cool. I might, you know, and then Paul out here just gifted some other chick a bunch of stuff. Like, gave her, like, a whole basket of shit for their date. Da-da-da-da-da, whatever. Next, you know, this nigga's Paul like, you know what, Micah? Yeah, I think we should only date each other. So the next time she has a talk conversation with Kwame, she's like ah, can't. Sorry, you know. And Kwame's like, all right, I guess I'm going to go to whatever. Fast forward to these people meeting up. This motherfucker Paul don't care about nothing. He don't care about this girl. This girl, Micah. I mean, actually, season 4. So that's just season 4, aka I call it the Thickums, because every girl they picked to be on this show is just thick. They literally are just like, no, you, Thickums, go this way. You're staying here. It's craziness. That's the only reason why I'm watching. Because even, I mean, homegirl Micah looks a bit like a pug.
You guys have been watching 4 seasons in a row. You're not telling me this is
No. You see, like, I'd fall off.
This is my trash show. I'm not saying you have to watch. I'm just like, this is all trash.
I'm team Kwame. Kwame looks like he's going to get the most kind of.
But that Mika girl is freaking, she's a bit of a jerk to the Kwamster.
She's a bit of a jerk to the Kwamster, sure, but then you realize that once she gets, you know, all engaged and she's out of vacation, she realizes, man, this Paul dude ain't shit.
Quick question.
But then she's still fucking around with his relationship with this other girl.
Wait, quick question.
Which is what girls do sometimes.
Wait, guys. Are some of the people in relationships?
What do you mean?
Well, because when I looked
at... Love is Blind is the point of getting into relationships.
Yes. No. I know, but it's the show, when I looked it up, it said singles and couples. But there's no couples yet, so that's why I was wondering why it said
well,
that.
Well, maybe because at the end there's some people probably, who don't work,
and then maybe they.
Oh, them. Okay. Well, that's the poor way to promote that. You shouldn't say meet the singles and couples. There's no couples yet. The show hasn't started. Anyway,
like this girl Kendra, that she girl. Doesn't make it.
Kendra,
You don't see her pass wherever. Yeah. Like I don't know who that is. Honestly, to be honest, the way they did the episode format this season was weird because first episode they'd focus on a certain batch of people. Around. And then second episode, they focus on another batch of people. And then third episode, another batch. So, like, you see these people talking to the girls they're focusing on in episode 1. And you're like, who the fuck is this plant? This girl's just here, just talking her ear off and clearly just being mean and being a mean girl, as Danny puts it. So
yo, okay. I wasn't going to say anything about Molly for a second. But once I got to the 37-year-old that looks younger than Molly, I was like, Molly's been in the sun too long.
No, Americans just look old. That's just how they do it. I don't know.
Dude, how are you 30? How are you 32 and look older than the 37-year-olds?
Brian, bigger question. How are all these people younger than us and look older?
Facts.
All of them.
They do look older. Of them.
Not just one. All of them.
So if you guys are listening to this, if you guys are listening to this, you can go on the YouTube and see we're scrolling through the picture of all the different cast members. And Molly, the 32-year-old who is a marriage and family therapist, looks older than everybody.
Scroll up to, I think your name is Tiffany. What was the evil
it was woman? Down. No, Tiffany was up. Down.
Go up.
Let me just.
The one who is Zach. What's her name?
Oh, Irina.
Irina. First episode. They don't even introduce Irina. They don't give her a name card, nothing. You just see her talking to Micah, being mean. And you're just like, who's this plant? Who is this girl that's clearly here to just stir up trouble, not doing anything? There. They hired her for one reason and one reason only.
To just mess
with her.
Bro, camera work on this show is nuts. And that's all.
Are they just focusing on her?
It's boobs.
Bro, focusing on her, like,
dude, it's in the picture. It's in the picture.
There's
a guy who's talking to her at one point, and he's like, I literally had to use all my power to like stare above a certain horizontal just because her top was like,
how was he seeing her?
Terry Reynolds, the bikini thing.
Oh, this is afterwards. This is after episode 5 where they've actually all met up and now they've split off and are on the island. So people have already been engaged at this point.
Oh, okay, that fast. Okay,
they cool, cool. That many episodes. So the first batch of episodes they give you is, okay, 3 days of let's meet up. All these motherfuckers gonna get engaged. Throw these motherfuckers on an island. Let's get the drama going.
Right, right, right. True.
And then after that, it's like, all right, y'all had your fun at the honeymoon. Y'all go back home, see if you can actually make this work. And then they give you previews of who's not gonna work, and you're like, yeah, no shit. And then yeah, already at the end of it, like Zach and Irina, he split up, and that Zach dude was like, yo, like you said you were down with me, but you're just not at all him. That's my man. That's my man right there. That's my man.
So Zach is a criminal defense attorney and also a skis, supposedly.
That's my boy. Yeah, he's not a skis. This guy's like, listen, so the minute you got here, you told me you liked me and there's been like no affection. You kind of, you act really weird with me. You kind of step away when I try to touch you. So listen, I'm going to call this. When we get back on the plane, I think we should just, no, it's done.
Oh, Zach broke up with somebody already.
Oh yeah, bro.
He chose wrong.
Because
everyone was like, even me and my girl are watching like, he chose wrong. Mm-mm.
Oh yeah. Mind you, his other choice was a girl named Bliss that like talked like this, like everything was a question, and it was really.
Oh no. God,
no.
Bliss, like, I like Bliss because I sound so she made blissful. Him,
she made him cupcakes for his birthday, unprompted. She put it. She was putting in the work. She's from Alaska.
Oh. Yeah, I
don't know. Okay. I'm in Alaska, but everything does she's not what sound
I
remember, like a
I was like, she's a lot from Alaska.
What nationality people? Is Bliss?
Like that in Alaska?
There's a lot of Mysterons on this season.
Bliss is done ignoring red flags after dating the wrong men in her past relationships. She may be guilty of hitting the snooze button 1,000 times, but she's keeping her eyes open in the pods for someone that loves me for who I am and not for how I look.
Oh, boy. Yeah, whatever.
These testimonials are painful. Like, these little hearts are Okay, who's another character that was interesting?
Oh, like, there's a hood girl that got with the super, super nice, kind of like unsuspecting black guy. And
what's the name though?
Starts with
Marshall and
Tiffany?
Jackie something. Jackie.
This is Marshall, marketing manager. Marshall. Got a good smile. Good for you, boy.
Very sensitive dude, very goofy. Yeah.
Marshall
very,
still hasn't found
very 90s goof, 90s the deep black mental man. Goof.
And emotional connection he's been looking for. The key to his heart is in the kitchen, where he says he will cook his ass off for a future partner whom he hopes will be both family-oriented and very ambitious. But Marshall's aiming to keep an open mind because his worst habit is perfectionism. Oh, boy. Who's the girl that – Jackie, you said?
Yeah, I think you said Jackie.
Jack.
Yawn.
Jacqueline.
This one.
Jacqueline. Yeah. This girl crazy. Boy, what?
Certified mental assistant. Yeah, I'm here to find my – whoa. I'm here to find my daddy and leave the start – to start our lives together?
Check this out. So first night, they're at this honeymoon. They're having a good old time, whatever. They go out. They come back, chilling. My girl just starts crying.
Why?
Like, crying. Because she's crying. It's hard. I feel guilty being away from my family because my family life is so hard. Clearly you have kids. You're not saying it on national television. No, she hasn't said it on national television. But I know you got kids.
Let's see her Instagram then. Maybe we'll
by the way you cry and the way you say you feel guilty about being out and all you did was go to an island and have a drink or two for a day. She's like, I'm not used to having it down to my soul. The girl cries all night. When I'm saying all night, to the point where Mans is sitting by the door and he just looks like this. He's like,
her IG has a lot of bathing suit pictures for someone that is. Like, why are you half naked already?
My man Marshall's sitting by the bathroom door, like, man, did I pick right? You know the look on your face? You're like, yeah, man, what did I get into? He had that look on his face. You're like, yeah, bud, yeah.
I don't know if this girl makes it or not, but she's pretty. I like her smile.
You don't see her.
So. Oh, okay.
Who's this? I don't know who that is.
Cassia, Kendra, exactly.
Who's that?
You've never seen him on TV. Here you go, Pugface.
Who's Baby Spice? This girl looks exactly like Baby Spice. Emma,
this is the girl playing around with the Kwame. This is the girl's mean to Kwams.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
She's causing Kwame some qualms.
She said this one line that shook my spine because it was once so proud told of that to me. One. It was messed up. This guy, Kwame, or somebody told her, hey, so yeah, I'm talking to this other girl. And she literally dead ass says, you're only supposed to be talking to me, but was serious.
What? But that's the whole point of the show is you date other people.
Right? So can you just pinpoint the crazy there?
One thing I didn't like was that she gets an early proposal from Kwame.
Yeah,
and really. She's like, okay, let's see how this plays out. And then her and Paul talk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, okay, I'm with Paul.
Because Paul snaked him.
Kwame and then told she's like, okay, Paul I'm with Pride. Paul. And I'm like, what? You just told Kwame to what?
This guy's a snake and he's an earthy little loser. Oh, he's such a loser.
Okay. You know what's really messed up about Love is Blind though?
the everything?
Fact, yeah, yes. Everything. But we got to take into consideration, yeah, they have completely devalued the idea of marriage. Like, yeah, there's no value in...
No. The fact hold on. We've done that 20 years ago with The Bachelor and all that.
Yeah.
That's been done.
But they're doing it even worse. At least The Bachelor was just like, here's a ridiculous scenario where you meet 20 people and hopefully find love. This one is, we don't see each other, and the proposal is the only way you get to see the person. So some people are proposing just so they can see someone, just to break up. No, so they're devaluing the idea of proposals just because people are like, well, I just want to see who's out there. Like, that's the part I'm saying is kind of messed up. But you're right. Like, we have devalued as the old people would say, the traditional values of marriage. But you're right, that's a whole
It's always been. People are out here fighting to be married, and other people are like, no, you're not allowed, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's two humans married.
That's fair.
I think my favorite joke was one of my friend's dad said, he's like an older guy, and he's like, I don't understand why they're stopping them from getting married. They should have the same amount of right to be as miserable as I am.
Yeah, right.
Herb! Yeah. What? It's true. His wife is right there as he says
it. Is our boy Quincy, the 36-year-old gym owner and fitness coach, even in the show?
I can't remember who that is. Who's the one with the... Hold on, Ryland doesn't make it. I don't remember this dude.
We see him
going,
a little bit.
Going,
so many Zach. Of these people don't even make it on the show. It's so funny.
Amber is a girl that homeboy gifted that stuff to right before he decided to hook up with Micah. Paul's like, I don't know how I feel. And Kwame's like, I'm kind of feeling Micah. And Paul's like, I'm kind of feeling Micah. And Kwame's like, what, Nick? What? He's like, I'll see you later, nigga. He's like, what'd you call me?
Oh, that was it. That was so. I think Paul was getting ready to see Micah for the first time.
Okay.
And he says this big long, like, he's a environmental scientist. So he says this big long thing. And I turned to my girl, I'm like, that was a very like
practice.
No, that was a very eloquent way of hoping that he doesn't see an uggo. Like, if you just really pay attention to what he's saying, this big long, that's anomalies and this and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, no, he's just saying, I hope I didn't select an uggo. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's not trying to be all nice and there. It's just like, man.
On vacation, though, when they're on the island, he literally says to her, he's like, yeah, most of the girls I date are usually like more like earthy and like granola and whatever. I'm just like, so you're used to girls who with unshaven armpits, which is not a problem. No one has a problem with that.
Yeah, but,
okay, cool. What are you doing with this girl? Like, you know, you shouldn't have picked her. You did it out of spite.
He picked someone that he knew wouldn't fit with what he liked.
Yeah. Somebody else wouldn't get her. And then, bro, you know how I know this? Because when they're at the party, they're at a party. And Kwame and Micah have seen each other for the first time. So naturally, my girl is drunk. And she's like, oh, I didn't pick you. I'm sorry. You regret. And Kwame's like, yeah, cool. I'm with this other girl. And I'm trying not to get my black ass in trouble. But clearly, I don't know women. So I'm just going to talk to you and hold your hand in front of my current girl that I'm engaged to. Like, it's not a problem.
They're the worst.
Oh, my God.
I love how stupid these people are.
I looked at this part of the episode, then turned to my significant other and been like, this better not be any type of plans you have in that.
Like, no, what you gotta do is you turn to your significant other, you'd be like, man, he's stupid. She'd be like, yeah. You're like, I would never do that. She's like, yeah, you wouldn't. You're like, yeah. Just to let him know.
The brownie points.
Right? Just to get the extra brownie points.
That's so funny.
I ain't gonna be holding no girl's hand. Shit. That's what you gotta do, just to let him know. But yeah, he goes ahead and has this whole conversation about why she didn't pick him, and then he gives her a shot. And she goes, because this girl, Micah. Thickums, she goes, cheers to our failed engagement. Bitch,
oh, I said, bitch.
Oh, shit. All right. Are you guys recommending people give it a chance?
Micah and Irina are both like meerkats, drama meerkats, just like
God. Immediately Kwame gets triggered. He's like, yo, what you say that for? Like, I don't understand why you had to say that for it. And had a whole conversation with her.
If it failed, it failed. What are you gonna be mad for? But anyways, okay.
It was just very, very, very silly. But yeah, the whole time. So he's having a whole conversation, holding her hand. She's drunk. They're crying. They're laughing. He's holding cousin. Da, da, da. And then like, Kwame's current girl is looking like, with all the other girls, just staring at him like, this,
what are you doing?
And meanwhile, Paul is nowhere to be seen. Talking to Irina.
I need to get out of here.
He's like, I'm just, yeah, let me talk to this girl. All right. And that was the guy who actually had to say, yeah, I had to work hard to avert from my eyes from staring at her chest.
Mm. Yeah.
Meanwhile, the other guy, Zach, who looks exactly like him, is kind of like, why isn't my girl not talking to me? I don't understand. And, yeah. And that's where we've got Love is Blind season 4.
Stupid, just like all the ones before.
Except for this one, it's easier to watch.
Is it? Nah, man. They need to get back. They need to get back Shake. Evil Shake.
Shake, I feel like if everything. Shake gets back in that house, someone's gonna stab him. They're gonna be like, Shake got people so mad last time. Yes. Shake had people out there like on Twitter stuff being like, yo, Shake just speaks the truth. And then you had other people be like, I will slit Shake's throat. I was like, God damn. What is with the internet? The internet is so insanely polarized on something as simple as that guy sometimes that I'm like, yo, we will never find middle ground on anything.
But even when you watch the reunion episode, everyone's telling him to shut up.
Yeah, it was great. Even when he's like hitting on the host, it's like, yo, dude,
hitting on the host's wife in front of the host. Doing?
Yo, I forgot about Shake, man. That man
foolish. Oh,
he was the guy who was like stupid cool when the girl left him at the altar and wanted to continue party. No,
yes,
Shake's so crazy.
Wiley,
Dave, you said you saw John Wick 4. Do you dare? Can you give us a spoiler-free reaction? Just a reaction. Just tell us. Good action. Good action.
I will say this. That's not a spoil. I mean, it's a weapon used, but it's not a spoil. I've never seen a movie have a better nunchuck scene.
Oh,
in my entire life. And 2 days prior, because
Bruce Lee has had scenes with nunchucks, so okay.
I've watched all the significant amount of the Bruce Lee movies. Yeah, I've obviously watched a lot of Ninja Turtles.
Right.
I watched 2 days before by chance Jumanji 2, which one of the people's characters, they all got upgrades.
Went back into
the game, and one of the characters was they could use nunchucks, and she has a pretty dope scene with nunchucks. Right. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. I like these. It's one of my favorite weapons. Is I was one of those kids, as we were talking about earlier, you know, influenced in making nunchucks at home with Michelangelo as a kid.
Two full cans of
nunchaku.
And dude, like, damn.
All right.
Damn. And but, maybe it's also because he was what he was fighting against with the nunchucks, but
spoiler free, no details. Can you describe how you felt watching this movie?
Enjoyed the whole time. I will again, not a thing, but when anyone sees the scene where it's the overhead view,
no,
enjoy.
Dave, stop describing scenes.
It's an angle. I said an angle. Dave, I just said an angle. But I will say this.
Funny. That's super funny.
It's like an angle. It's a freaking angle. I'm not saying anything about the film. That's like me saying the night scene. Oh my god, you're ruining it.
Okay, it's done.
Anyways, just like, give us a bit, like.
No, very very enjoyable. Was a little longer than the other movies, and you could kind of feel that a little bit.
It is,
But also, one thing I felt while watching is like, maybe the intention was they were debating on maybe making this two movies at one point.
Okay.
Just because of how it went. And I do know that there's apparently a director's cut that's like Snyder style. So there was like an intention. They just said, no, we're gonna do it in this film.
Okay, but how would you make this movie 3 hours? There's not much talking. I'm sure it's just like,
right. Hey. I mean, like, that's been a pretty big thing because the internet has like, they did the stats. And in the first movie, he says 400 and something words over the span of 2 and something hours. And in this movie, supposedly Keanu's character, John Wick, only says 380 words, most of which aren't even full sentences. It's one word answers to things, which when my buddy sent me that clip, I was like that, the paragraph explaining that, I was actually almost turned off because I was like, how do you have story development if the character's not talking?
Like, well, I was going to say there's a lot of story, like there's a lot of scenes that it's the supporting characters that are giving you the story.
Okay.
Like, you know, like it's like something is happening and then like the transition from what just happened to what John's next thing that he has to deal with has a tendency to be something of a cause of something happening in the background.
Right. Oh, so which is what you said, right? Exposition dump.
It's like, sorry, you go on. Because basically, from what I'm understanding and from what happened in the past movies, he's uprooted the whole system.
Right.
So
right.
they have to explain what the whole system's trying to do to contain him, and just like, hey, we gotta.
Like, he's very much like he's like the Smith in this movie. Like, you know, in regards to, like, you know, if you parallel Matrix. Him to like Matrix, where Smith was a virus, he's like a virus for their
structure of
how they're doing things.
They're trying
right?
to keep things organized, and he's messing everything up.
Okay. Yeah, he's messing everything up. He's like, you screwed up with my life. Well, I'm going to screw around with this whole thing because you ruined my life. Like, you know?
I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing it.
I was just because of a dog. Right.
It's a little bit past the dog, but
okay. Just making sure. Okay.
No. In that third movie, no. In the second movie, was that asshole that said, "Hey, you have to kill my sister," and then ended up shooting him inside the Continental, and he wasn't supposed to do that. He's not allowed to do that.
Yeah.
Because put him down. Then, like, just
I know. Yeah.
Well, they try.
Trying to take down the Baba Yaga and they can't.
It's like those movies where they have like a bunch of dudes surrounding a dude and niggas go at him one by one. Stop. Yeah.
I get that for the purposes of the story and the character, you're gonna stretch it out, and that's cool. We get it as fans. But at some point you have to start saying, you're telling me out of an international assassins guild, none of y'all can get your hands on this dude. Y'all keep attacking this dude. You guys sent a whole army. He took all y'all out. It's like, guys, blow up the building. Stop. You know what I mean? Collateral damage. Blow up the building. Stop trying to kill my dad by going in.
Brian, that's if you blow up a whole building, that's not very assassin of you, is it?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. That's not really finesse.
No one's supposed to know you doing stuff. They had him in common. Had like a little secret.
Yeah, that was great. That was one of my favorite scenes in the John Wick. But I'm just saying, let's continue with Dave's idea that John Wick is a virus. What happens when the gangrene and bacteria gets too bad? You cut things off. You start amputating to save the rest of life. Blow up the building, guys. But anyways, I love the John Wick film, so I'm actually.
I haven't seen John Wick since one, so I'm going to ask this question. Is he going at them, or are they coming for him at this point?
Both.
Combination of both. I would say
okay.
both.
Yeah. It's definitely a combination, but one thing I like in this one, they kind of at least give like a bit more background as to, because throughout the other movies we could all say that, like, you know, John's gotten a lot of favors, like because technically a lot of people have done things for John that they're not supposed to do, like the whole reason why the concierge guy, or sorry, the manager in the third film was getting screwed is because he gave John an extra hour, right, and they kind of give, like, it's very subtle. But they give like a kind of explanation as to why, and you kind of like, it's through pieces of things that happen. You're like, okay, cool. Like, I find that they do a very good job of giving you a good story while just like it's just like the other movies, a constant bombardment of action.
Right.
But like, it's not, there is no disservice in this movie. The only thing is, like, yes, because it's like, I think it's technically 2 hours and 45 minutes. Obviously, it's a lot of like killing. Even someone who loves those movies, I'm like,
yeah,
I wanted a break. Like, after about 2 hours,
69 minutes, right? So yeah, 2 hours 49 minutes. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So it's like, it's like, don't get me wrong, it's good. It does not, me saying that does not take away from it. But there was like a period where I was like, if I was at home, I would maybe take a pause for like 10 minutes.
Okay,
it's a lot of killing. It's a lot of don't get me wrong, very well done. Like, just like the other movies, a lot of dope ass moment,
yeah,
but like after a while, like,
do they have to trim any of the fat though? Like, when you're watching it, are you saying all those scenes are great, but you didn't need to show him killing all these people? You could have shown him killing the first guy and then show us a room with the rest of them dead.
I mean, I think that's a little hard to say in the sense that like you could have done that with all the movies and almost all the scenes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, well, the point all I'm saying is like the point of watching John Wick is supposed to be the fun of him just kicking the shit out of a bunch of
people. You're saying it's a lot. So it feels almost like it's more scenes of that. Cause I understand in the last film when he's in, where they go into that store where there's a bunch of knives or whatever. And he's like,
the knife museum. Yeah, that was a bit much.
That was a bit much. So I know some people have said like watching that scene, you're almost like, well, you could have probably trimmed that down. Like, that you wanted to have that scene because of the crazy art of it, but you didn't need that scene to show.
I bet they could have cut 20 minutes easy. Even if you were taking like a 30 seconds here, 30 seconds there, like just to make it a little tight. Yeah. You could have easily cut out like 20, 25 minutes easily.
I kind of feel like for this movie and for the people making it, their whole thing they want to showcase is how good these stunt people are, martial artists are. That's like it's supposed to be like this big grand showcase to show off all this stuff. So I mean, I completely understand like you want to cut it for like story time, but then I feel like you're kind of making a different movie because then if you do that, then you might as well just make John Wick the slasher where he goes into a room,
you have to
room
say,
door
you,
closes, and then the police show up and everyone's.
Yeah, but at some point you have to say, are we making these? Because if you're gonna make 2-hour and 49-minute movies where a character says 380 words and he's the lead and most of it is just blood kill, you already are making a slasher. Like that sounds like a Jason film. Like Jason doesn't say anything, he runs around just killing people and the movies are 2 hours. Like at some point you have to say, are we doing too much of this? Like, great, you're featuring the stunt people. Don't get me wrong, I love it. As a fan of John Wick, I'm not saying I want the films to be shorter. I'm just asking, are you making these movies for the purposes of mass audience appeal, or is it just like fight porn? The same way Fast and Furious is just car porn.
I wouldn't say it's fight porn, but I definitely think that this movie is. It's centered around the people who like the style of like Matrix or did earlier today what was that
Saint Seiya?
No, the one where they're fighting in the building, the 99
yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Kevin, I'm sorry, you it cut out when again? You said it on my end, so which one are you talking about?
It's like the Asian movie where the guy, it's like
the raid.
It's for people who like that, right? Like it's, but I also feel like this is
the
it's
raid
like
has a good story though. Like the
but
raid
so does John Wick. Like, but I'm telling you, it's there's still a solid story. There's still a solid story. I'm just saying that it's like the plot points so that move that story have a tendency, like because they're showing more of the background of like the system,
right?
Let's say,
which is what I'm so excited for the Continental, which I don't
yeah.
know
well, that's the thing. Like like the things that move the needle of the story are the people from like the Continental or from the table who are having like in-depth conversations, but their in-depth conversations are like to a certain degree, and I'm not spoiling them, I'm like, well, this and this happened, this and this, so there's what will we do about it, like, you know. And then, well, if you do this, you know, you will upset
the
politics.
That's one of the things I'm excited for, because you've done, like, when you get the first movie and you're just like, oh, they killed this dog, and then he like starts to like dig up stuff and takes out a coin, and you're like, what the fuck's like this guy do? And then you start to see the story. You're just like, oh. And then you explore the world of the Continental and this world of like secret assassin organizations. You know what it is for me? The movie Wanted, which as we all know, I hated, but is based on that comic book. In the comic book, there's a secret society and there's like the villains have coins and like they control the police and they do all that stuff. And if you take out the superhero aspect of it, there's a really cool, rich story about underground crime running cities and keeping the cities moving forward because it's more beneficial to them to keep up appearances than to just actively run the city into the ground. And that's what I kind of like about the John Wick universe, that there's these people who are essentially running huge parts of the world. They have assassins everywhere. You have this beautiful building in New York City. All this stuff is happening, but no one really knows who you guys are, even though you've shifted politics and the world through your actions. So that's the stuff I'm really excited for. And that's why, like, Ballerina, the Continental, I'm hoping I get to see more of that stuff.
You definitely, like, I find each movie there's like a bit of like a theme of what's going on, or a theme of something they're trying to display, let's say, or like a point. Like the first one was really just John Wick's a badass. He's in this weird freaking world. Second movie is they're, because this happened, they're trying to bring him back and they screwed him over. And he's like, well, fuck you. The third one is like, well, like, you know, you really fucked up the last one. You have this timer. And then he's like, well, I'm going to really try and fuck up the system. And then, you know, there's another, it's a a bit of a continuation, but I'll just say, like, I would say it's more like it's a tapestry, or because they because I actually saw an interview with Keanu Reeves and they were talking about the choreography of the fighting. And he's like, some of them are like fully planned things. Some things they plan then, and some things they actually do on the fly.
Okay. And, which is usually something they don't like to do, because it can be very dangerous to try and adjust fights on the fly.
Yeah, it always depends on who's doing it. Because I know there's a movie called, I think it's SPL or Killzone, with Donnie Yen and another guy. And there's a scene where they fight and they just kind of freestyle it. And they're both really up there. And you're like, okay, boom, boom, boom. And you're like, okay, let me see. And it's like, I think they did a few takes and it's really good. I think Donnie Yen also does that with in another movie with Jet Li as well, I think he said.
Oh my God, yeah.
Well, there's also in Troy, when Brad Pitt fights, what's his name, the guy who was Hulk. I don't know if they necessarily freestyled, but they did that fight scene like themselves as well.
Oh,
like the big one where they're like he ends up killing him and stuff.
Right.
Achilles.
Hector and Achilles. Cool. Okay, man. I'm excited for it. I look forward to it.
It's definitely worth going.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna see it no matter what. I have all the movies on Blu-ray, so like, this was I was just asking these questions because, like, I keep seeing like, but they're working on Ballerina, they're working on the Continental, which I still don't know what the status of that is now. But like, when I see that they're working on these projects to expand the universe, I'm hoping that the shows that are tied to this movie are not the one. They're not creating these shows because they don't explore that stuff enough in the movie, that they're just like, shit, we just did so much fighting that here's what's actually happening. So I'm happy to hear that they're actually still developing the universe as it stands and expanding it, which sounds really cool, because, you know, like, I thinking of original IPs, I can't think of an original IP that has expanded like that. Like, John Wick's not an original story, but it's an original IP, and I don't know many that have done what they're doing.
And I like, because in every movie they do build upon what they've done. They never have taken away. Like, you know, they've not made the sequel or the video game mistake that I find that sometimes happen when you're like making another video game and you cut something out, but people like that or whatever. They really don't let anything. Not that I was able to decipher, but I didn't see anything of, like, let's say missing. You know what I mean? You kept within the rules. The fire, the paper burnt when the fire was in the room, so to speak. Me and Brian with that.
That's a throwback to Brian's anger for Titans. We won't get into it. I'll just mention, I saw 65. Adam Driver does a great job. It feels like a pandemic movie in the sense that you just have two people. There's only four cast members in the whole film, and 95% of the film is just two people. And then I'd say 90% of it is like they use a hologram for one of the other characters every once in a while to be like, it's a memory of this character doing this. And it's like playing and you're like, oh, okay.
Why is it called 65 then?
65 million years before humanity, or 65 million years in the past. That's what the story is. He's like, he's flying a ship with people in stasis. They're in cryo sleep, and he's flying them somewhere, and he gets hit by a meteor and crashes into Earth. And when he lands on Earth, he's like by himself, because everyone else, all the pods fell, and like the ship broke in half, the pods fell out and everyone died. And then after like a couple days, he's like trying to figure out what to do. He sends a message telling them, there's no survivors, don't bother coming to save me. And he's about to like take his own life, because he's not going to make them do a mission to save just the one guy. And then the machine starts beeping and someone's alive, and then that's where the movie starts. Like, that's not starts, but that's where you really start to get into the story. So I would say,
and they landed 65 million years in the past.
Yeah, well, it's not time travel. They're from a planet that has advanced technology and whatnot, and
they just so happen to be humanoid.
Yeah, they're humanoids, and you know the like they but just then, advanced. But
is it supposed to be like a story of why there was an Adam and Eve for us?
No, not at all.
Okay.
If anything, I said to my partner, if The Last of Us people wanted to do a prequel called The First of Us, this would be The First of Us. Okay. It's about a guy running around trying to save a girl and trying to get off the planet so that you can take her home because she's the last. There's hope in the sense that she's alive. Mm. And then that's the story. And then there's mad dinosaurs. Just also, this movie does not shy away from the idea of like, don't get attached to anything. Like, I was just like, oh, okay. Like, you know, sometimes you watch these films and you're just like, oh, it's all nice and cute and some dark shit happens. And you're like, well, that took a turn. I didn't expect that. But yeah, people should check it out. 65. I think that's all. I think it's called 65. I don't know if it's called 65 million, but like it just says 65.
No, just 65.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I saw that movie. I'm sorry. I was supposed to, Dave. I even said to my partner, Dave's going to be so pissed because I told him I couldn't see the movie. And then I went to the movies and saw a different movie. But we did try and see John Wick. But obviously, much like you saw it, it sold out. There was no seats. So we couldn't see it.
It just sucks because I really want to say some seats.
I know. We'll talk about it next time. Trust me. We'll probably see it soon. But yeah, man, we got some geek news and rumors. We've got a wild list for people.
Do you have the soundbite? We haven't had the soundbite for the news.
I don't have it in. I don't have it anymore. We'll have to, because it's on a tablet that I don't have here anymore, so it's not plugged into my board like I used to. We would have to add one to the thing and then press and trigger.
And the air leaves the room.
Man on Fire TV adaptation set at Netflix. I'll give it less than a season. They'll probably cancel before they film the first episode. Who knows? Mm-mm. Netflix don't give a fuck about nothing. I did a Shadow and Bone season 2 ended, and I posted up on people. When do you think it's going to be canceled? Is it going to be canceled by the fall during Christmas break, or it's already canceled and they don't know it yet? And like the 56% of people wrote canceled already and they just don't know it yet. Like, no one trusts anything in Netflix anymore. So Netflix done fucked up. Ike Perlmutter out at Marvel. He was, I thought, so this is the guy that old white Ike used to have to answer to, right? And then they're just like, nah, this isn't working out. We need to get rid of this dude. Like, we need to cut this connection and put Feige answering to Iger.
Is this the cheapo dude?
Yes. I'm pretty sure this is him. But yeah, so he's gone because the funny part is it's because Disney's trying to save money. So they're just like, yeah, let's just cut some of these executives we don't need.
Hey, man, I'd rather that than like lower level people. Fuck it,
Yeah. I mean, they still did cut some lower level people, unfortunately. Yeah. But yeah, like, you know, when a lot of these companies, when especially during the pandemic, we saw a lot of companies get buyouts and not buyouts, handouts. And then you saw executives still getting bonuses at the end of the year, but half the staff is laid off. And you're like, yo. So, you know, sorry, Ike. I'm sorry that you lost your job. I don't wish anyone to lose their job, but I'm going to guess that all those years of working at Marvel and Disney, you had a pretty penny, sir. And
I'm sure you got some in-game stakes. You'll be all right.
Right.
I'm sure you work there pre-in-game, you'll be all right.
Yeah. You're okay, Ike. Let's not cry over spilt milk here.
I'm not crying over nothing. Ike can go chill on the boat for the next couple
of days. Yeah, exactly, right? He's going to take that golden parachute because they probably gave him a damn good deal too anyways.
Oh, man, they gave you that severance. What do you mean?
Exactly. You know what the severance must be when you're an executive at Disney? The
what?
Fuck? God damn. Shit. It's the equivalent to 1 year salary for some people.
After 3 years, you got to look at unemployment like, oh, what?
All right, whatever. Liv Tyler returns as Betty Ross for Captain America 4. That's pretty cool.
That's huge.
That's pretty big. She hasn't been in a Marvel film since Hulk, which was technically a Universal Marvel.
Tyler also needs money.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Does that mean that Mark Ruffalo has to make an appearance in this movie?
I don't think so. No, because I don't know. No, they don't.
Like, no, like, you know, like, how are you going to just drop Liv Tyler be like, yeah, I'm...
She's a scientist. She's like a world-recognized scientist in Marvel. You don't need...
When is Captain America... When is Captain America going to stomp the Hulk in the balls like in... Oh, shoot. What was that comic? What all this is kind of based off of.
The Ultimates,
yeah. When he stomps him in the balls in the Ultimates.
I didn't even know that one.
I didn't know that one.
I know that there's a comic book where Blue Marvel uppercuts the Hulk, and that's become a really popular image that people show of him doing this wild haymaker uppercut and like actually knocking the Hulk
in The Incredible Hulk, the movie, when Blonsky starts fighting the Hulk and he's like doing all those cartwheels and stuff.
And then he and just kicks
jumping
him.
Jumping through. So everyone's like, oh, that's how, if Captain America fought the Hulk, that's what it would look like.
Yes.
You know? And then
he hit him in the chest. That was wild.
I love that. That kick is my favorite part of the movie.
Push kick.
When he kicked Blonsky and he just went up against that tree, what? I run that back slow motion to see the actual role and how his body is folded at the end of it.
Yeah.
Let's see if they took the time to design the body in a proper human fold that would be broken like that. Or if they just did mush. They did it well.
That's anime right there. That's anime.
Speaking of animated stuff, Lawrence Fishburne confirms that he's done work for season 2 of What If as Bill Foster. So he's going to be returning as Giant Man, which is pretty cool. Deadpool 3 adds Succession actor Matthew McFadden. I don't know if people have had a chance to watch Succession. I've been watching it. Matthew McFadden plays Tom on the show, and I don't know what character he's going to be playing. People are trying to guess already, but let's be honest, no one cares. It's Deadpool and Wolverine. I don't care who else is in this film.
Play Kane or something. Those useless characters that haven't been there forever. I don't know.
The question is, what villain?
Does it matter? I just want to see Wolverine in his Wolverine X-Men suit, which I'm hoping we get in this movie.
They will do it. Everyone's saying the villain's going to be death, but it's not going to be death. Dave, I think they're going to do your homegirl with the stupid shark.
No. First of all, it's his wife. That becomes his wife. That'd be weird.
It's better than them portraying death, and it's a way that they could get away with it without... Because she's a queen of the underworld versus actually showing death. Which one do you think they're going to go for?
Yeah, but they were already insinuating that it was going to be death in the second movie because of what the second movie was doing.
They go and pull you with this Lord of the Underworld thing because they're like, well, we don't want to really allude to death and hell. Let's just go there.
By the way, I think they will do the Wolverine suit. I don't think they'll do yellow and blue.
They're doing brown. It's brown suit.
They're doing the brown suit. And that's the suit I want to see. I'm down to see his original suit.
I want brown suit.
I also don't want the helmet.
In the Wolverine?
You don't want the helmet?
What? I don't want the helmet. No,
really crazy.
What the hell are you wearing the suit then?
You can't do the helmet in real life. Won't work. It won't translate.
No, it doesn't at all. But I mean, how are you doing the brown suit?
You gotta make it translate.
You can't do the brown suit.
You can't make everything translate.
It has to work.
Guys, we are lucky.
You do not wait. You don't tease people for like a decade twice.
We're lucky that they gave us a decade. We're lucky that they gave us Mysterio in a fishbowl helmet. We're lucky because they didn't want to.
What's her name was wearing a stupid yellow suit in the last one. He could wear this.
Listen, I'm looking at live action versions of this Wolverine helmet. Yeah. These don't look like they could work. I'm sorry. I don't know.
They showed one a while ago
that looked like it could work. Like I'm talking about way back.
That was a picture. This is not the same thing.
Guys, I don't know.
Yeah, it's not gonna work.
Get that guy. Get the guy wearing it with the beard. Get the guy wearing it with the beard. Bring that up. Yes.
It's not going to work. For any of you who are listening to this, we're looking at a fair representation.
This is the closest. This is something a bit more horrible.
Wolverine helmets and masks that would look shitty on film. They will all look bad, Dave.
If they did do it, they have to make the fins on the side a lot smaller.
Yes.
They can't make it.
No, you're not going to do that. You're not going to make it like a freaking. Like Batman styles where he has it like up at the top.
Mommy, why does Wolverine look like Batman but yellow?
They're not gonna do it.
Then I don't know how they're gonna do it without. I don't know. I don't know.
I trust in Ryan Reynolds.
The fins can't be that high.
Not delivered on these movies.
The fins can't be that high.
I don't want it to be that high, but that last image was not bad.
But dude, if you make the fins smaller, it doesn't even look like the mask. You might as well not have him wearing a mask. That's the thing. When you read the comic book, you're just like, cool, this is how Wolverine looks. It's how he's always looked. We accept it. In real life, if a person had those huge ass fucking fins, that's one of the worst things.
Remember,
especially
the
6 foot tall Hugh Jackman, it's gonna look even worse.
Remember the 90s Captain America movie, and he had like the fin of Hermes on the side of his helmet, and it looked really weird with fake ears and stuff.
Bad.
And I remember they did like I think a Captain America show in the 70s, and he had the helmet, he had a biker helmet on.
It was a biker helmet. It was ridiculous.
Well, they made Captain America's mask work in these movies.
Yeah, they just painted the Hermes thing on the side.
Thank you, Skinny.
But he also barely wore that shit.
It doesn't matter. I'm not asking for the whole movie. I want to see it one time.
I want to see it.
He was the Nomad, and he wore no mask. How dare they?
You know what I want to see? I want to see the helmet on, like in the room, never puts it on.
Okay, fine.
They've done that in the Wolverine, though.
No, they Wolverine. The girl sent him this thing to wear,
and he opens it up, and it's the mask, it's the gloves, it's the everything's there, and he's like, "Oh, that's cool." Close. End of movie.
Oh god, it was so horrible. Anyways, Deadpool 3 adding McFadden. We'll see what happens.
They didn't even explain how he get his adamantium back in that movie, man. They really need to. Anyways,
yeah, they have a lot of stuff they have to.
Timeline, some screwed up timeline.
Star Trek: Strange New Worlds and Star Trek: Lower Decks both renewed at Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus really milking that Star Trek IP, just 100%. Sucking at the Star Trek teat. I read the other day that Discovery is going to end on after the next season too. So they're just trying to figure out how much more Star Trek they can get out of it. Picard's ending, Discovery's ending, so we're definitely going to see more Star Trek shows in the next little while.
Why not? Oh, they're actually stopping Picard?
The man's 80 something. Come on.
Oh, this is I'm happy because maybe I'll watch it now because the thing that I was fearing didn't happen.
Yeah, true. Knock on wood. Yeah. and then last thing, X-Files creator says Ryan Coogler is developing a reboot.
Ooh, I don't even watch X-Files, but boo, you already got Stranger Things. You shouldn't do this.
Ryan Coogler, he didn't do Stranger Things.
No, but I'm saying like Stranger Things is the like same vibe and feel as.
Oh, interesting. I wouldn't say Stranger Things has those
elements in it.
I wouldn't know enough about X-Files to say that, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
I'll say Stranger Things is more of a modern Erie, Indiana, just serialized versus X-Files is like what New Outer Limits would be. That would be a continuous series.
Right.
So New X-Files would be suffer because you don't have anyone that's going to play like depressed and like sad like
McCovey. Oh, they'll still do it. It just won't be good.
it's not going to be good at all.
Franklin Leonard from The Blacklist. I don't know if everyone knows what The Blacklist is, but it's that list that Hollywood does of scripts that didn't get made if you don't know. And Franklin Leonard is the founder of it. And he posted this, and he posted a whole slew of like, yo, I'm so excited for this. Who should they cast? And he had like Steven Yeun with Lupita, and like he had like crazy castings. So if you guys are interested in seeing some ideas about casting, because a lot of people started replying to his tweet, you can check out Franklin Leonard's tweet from yesterday, which is the 28th, March 28th, about the X-Files reboot.
I could kind of see them doing it in a sense of instead of the big conspiracy being aliens, it could be some other conspiracy.
Yeah.
And then all the other weird stuff that they get into, and they, you know, genies and carpets and I'm being serious. That's an episode. I'm not lying. That's an episode. Genies and carpets.
I'm not mad at that. That's a deep cut.
I'm talking to you people.
One of my buddies and I, you people.
X-File fan, you know there was a genie in a carpet, and you grant you. Oh man, I wish my boss would shut up. And all of a sudden, guy's mouth is gone. All of a sudden, he has no mouth. And they had to cut his mouth open. And he had to. Oh man, it was bad. It was. Ooh, that was a good episode.
Boys, I gotta head out. Unfortunately, But I think we're at the end.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, down to do the
anything you guys want to see, people? Transformers Slag, Chop Vision, you know,
Squared Idea. Check it out. Idea.
That's everything, y'all. Mm-hmm. We'll be back with another one real soon. Mm-hmm. Y'all come back now. You hear?